And welcome to BTN News, Chapcow Mail reporting.
Well, how are you guys? How you doing? Now that's an old video of mine. You can tell it's old because I look about 14 there. And I look a lot happier. But I found a news item here that shows how delusional femmes really are. And here's a picture of the feminine question many years ago when she was quite young. Man, she looks okay. I mean, nothing really special. Not a lot on the top area, but, you know, I'm not that sort of man. And let's face it, breasts are there to feed the baby, and the bigger the breasts, they don't get any more milk out of it. But it's another thing for femmes, it's all for show. But I guess she wasn't happy with her top rack, or her skin color by the look of it. So here's a picture of her now. Whoa, I mean, good God. Now, apparently she has the biggest breasts in Europe, supposedly. And she has what they call tannin injections. I don't know what they are, but she certainly does look completely different. And disgusting at the same time, at least to me. Because that doesn't do anything for me at all. But I mean, is she trying to hide from the police or something? Is she on the FBI wanted list or something? Why would you spend all this time and money to destroy your body? I mean, all she'd have to do is ask 10 men certain questions. And I think she'd find out the real truth real quick. But as you know, femmes know best, because they always do, and 99% of the time they don't. But I don't know about you guys, but I think there should be a law against destroying your body like this. And I don't know, maybe they think they're gonna fool the wall. But the wall is undefeated. And there she is with a, I don't know what is that. Is that a needle for silicon or is that a needle for tanning? I have no idea. Anyway, to me, she looks like a bit of a freak. And of course, you guys can let me know what you think of it. I mean, there may be some really rare guys that actually does something for them, but it must be a very small number. And even though she wasn't exactly great before, she was far superior to this. And these femmes should be actually sectioned. They certainly shouldn't be in the newspapers or anything showing young femmes this at all. Anyway, I put a link to the news item down below. I believe she's from Germany. I've also put a link to another news item that I'm not going to cover here. But it is quite sad news. A 14-year-old femme was hit by a car and killed on New Year's Eve. And it must have been a man driving, because they can't wait to shame him how he's a drug guy and everything, and nobody actually knows yet. But if you read the story, it looks to me like he hasn't actually gone up on the curb or the sidewalk or anything like that. I mean, I could be wrong, but reading the story, her mother said she was on the phone at the time, and then when there was a big bang. And I see it every day with these young people on the street and everything else staring down at their phones or whatever. They don't know where they are or where they're walking. It's goddamn dangerous. I've had to beep a few times on a couple of young people because they just walk straight out into the road. They don't know where they are. And it sounds it may have been that's the case here. She may have just walked straight out into the road. And they say that the man may have had drugs in his system or something. They don't really know. But let's face it, the younger people nowadays all have drugs in their system, don't they? And it's the way they take away the responsibility. This young person probably, I don't know, walked straight out into the road because she was on her phone and didn't realize where she was. And unfortunately, a car was coming. And of course, if it was a femme driving the car, they would have spun the story a lot differently. But either way, a young person of 14 years old has died. Anyway, back to the real news.
This is our second one about working local people like you. We'll be just asking them a few questions about their job. What do you mean you didn't see the first one? Well, those couple of people that did see the first one, Jim, our cameraman, has got a new camera. Nice one, Jim. So anyway, Jim, push that new button then, would you?
Chuck Carmel, BTN News. Wanted to ask you a few questions.
Never heard of you. Well, you may as well. I ain't doing nothing else.
So how do you like your job?
Yeah, I like the pay. But look, That's what they call automation. So all I've got to do is look at the lights and dials all the time. Or I could look out the window and see S for sky, C for clouds.
The sun's over there.
That's just another S.
So how do you relieve the boredom?
Well, let me show you.
Well, I can see how that would relieve the boredom. But what about these really long-haul flights?
Well, that's right. Let's say you want a fresh cup of coffee, or maybe a burger and fries. Well, you aren't going to get that in the galley. Everything in the galley's 2 years old. So this is what you do. I've just dropped all the oxygen masks in the passenger's cabin. Now that's got them thinking. And then...
Well, that was a bit of a hair-raising experience, that one was. But I did manage to get a decent burger and fries. So that's all we have time for. Thanks for watching. This is Chuck Carmel, BTN News. And don't forget, do not remove a splinter from somebody else's eye when you have a plank in your own.
That's very true.
Goodbye.